Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, let's talk to Jason Longshore. Jason joined us last week out at the training grounds, and we had a great conversation with him. And now it's official. And I got to tell you, 17s and Atlanta United fans are excited that Miguel Almirón, is coming back. And we asked you this last week, but for those who missed it, Jason, what does this bring to Atlanta United?
I think what's going to be so interesting is we can all watch the highlights from 2017 and 18 again, and I have been, and you know, we relive in all the great memories. That's a blast, but it's 2025. So my question is going to be, who is Miguel Almirón at this stage of his career? He's going to turn 31 here in a few weeks. I don't expect him to be as fast, just flat out sprinting speed, which was something that was huge for him during his time here. But I do expect him to be, as Chris Henderson, you know, said earlier today, maybe a little bit better on the ball, a little bit cleaner with his first touch, things like that. He's also going to read the game better. That just comes with experience. And when you're playing in the biggest league in the world, you're going to get those little things. That soccer IQ is going to rise and rise. So I want to see what he can be in this group, because when you get him, you get Sabo Lobjanidze, you get Alexei Maranchuk in this group, all behind a number 9 that sounds like it's getting closer than ever.
Right.
You got a lot of potential goals in this team.
As we said, I think that's what we were trying to explain last time we were up there at the camp, is it's not a nostalgia move. This is a competition move. And then you throw in, now I know there was talk, and we'd mentioned there was the player from Middlesbrough. Who do you think is going to be the next DP?
It sounds like it will be Emmanuel Latelas from Middlesbrough. This has been an interesting transfer saga, because this is a player that, you know, a few months ago when the summer window ended in August, he was hours away from going to the Premier League with Ipswich. The deal came so late that Middlesbrough couldn't sign a replacement in time, so they said no. When that happens, it's tough for a player, I think, to kind of rebound a little bit. You got to recalibrate when you're so close to achieving that kind of a dream, playing in the biggest league in the world. It took him a little while this season, but what's been so impressive about him as of late, as the rumors have been rolling about Atlanta United putting in a large bid, which would be an MLS record if it gets done, he's still produced. He still scored goals. You know, he came out of the match on Saturday with a possible injury. Everyone said at the time from Middlesbrough that it was precautionary. It sounds like if he's done a medical and the deal is getting to that kind of a stage, that everyone feels good about where things stand. If you add him, you get Almiron, who will still be very fast. Don't get it twisted. Zaba's got wheels. Moranchuk has a super talented left foot in terms of picking guys out. You got speed on either side of him if he stays as the 10, and then you've got speed in front of him. And what I also like about it is you get the number 9 settled with Almiron, who can play left, right, middle, with Saba, who can play on the left or the right, with Moranchuk, who can play left, right, middle. You have a lot of different ways in game to move the pieces around and find favorable matchups.
So the firepower is what you're saying is going to be there, which is something we've lacked at least the last couple of seasons. Yes.
Yes. This team should score a lot of goals. The question, and look, we went through this in 2017 and 18. I know we forget this part of it. We always do whenever we do the nostalgia trip. We forget that at times in 2017 and 2018, Atlanta United wasn't a very good defensive team.
Right.
And then in the postseason in 2018, Tata Martino shifted the approach around a little bit, got more conservative, and they got the results that lifted a trophy. Hmm. That balance is going to be fascinating. And if you go back and listen to what Ronnie Dyla said after the Chattanooga match over the weekend, you know, he wanted the team to get forward more. He wanted them to play forward more. Talked about passing backwards and sideways. But when you do that, when you get more direct, when you get more north-south, the ball can come right back at you very quickly if it turns over, and you've got to be able to defend it. That balance between control and explosiveness is going to be a fascinating one to watch all year long.
It is our man, Jason Longshore, for United fans. You can follow him at Longshoe, and of course, podcasts and shows and everything else he does get you psyched up for United. I was joking around with Carl, and I said this to you on Friday. I literally had everything in the cart at MLS.com. Click! So I can't wait, man. The throwback jerseys, you know, going back to 17, Jason. Is that what we're going to be wearing as our primary, by the way?
Well, Michael Parkhurst, if you follow him on social media, and, you know, he would be fairly well connected with the club, being a former captain and all. He did post a picture of a Miguel Almiron jersey, and it was not the 2017-2018 jersey, and it was not the one that they wore last year. So I think you can draw your own conclusions on what the new primary kit will look like.
Interesting. Right. Jason, Atlanta United is not going to compete in this year's U.S. Open Cup. Why? Because isn't that the oldest tournament in the U.S.? And what's the deal there?
Yeah, it is. And it's something that the league and the federation are trying to find a balance in, having a lot of different competitions for these teams, a lot of different possible trophies to win, but also not having players play too many games. This has become a big conversation in Europe and in South America, where you've got guys playing around, when you factor in national team duty, I mean, around 70, 75 games a year. And that's probably too many physically to be able to stay at your peak long enough and avoid injury. Here, teams play less than that, but they are getting up there with Leagues Cup, with Open Cup, with, you know, CONCACAF Champions Cup, with your regular season, with your playoffs. So what MLS and the Federation have agreed to is that teams will take part in at least one of those additional cup competitions: Open Cup, Leagues Cup, CONCACAF, Canadian Championship for the Canadian teams, but not more than two. So Atlanta United, based on last season's record, is in Leagues Cup. All the playoff teams from the previous season qualify for Leagues Cup. Then Open Cup, you're down to like different classifications of how high you finished. And if you're not already in another competition, it's a little bit of a flow chart.
Okay.
And Atlanta wasn't quite high enough to get that opportunity as well. So just Leagues Cup, which, here, you want to look at the positive out of this. You're going to be playing teams potentially, if all goes well, in the postseason that maybe have played in two competitions this season, where Atlanta will have only played in one extra one.
All that's going to change next year, Carl, because we're going back, baby, because Miggy's here. It is our man, Jason Longshore. So, again, to review, Emmanuel Latte left. It looks like that's going to go down for 22 mil. And then we also brought back Jürgen Damm. Am I reading that right? From Mexico? What's going on?
No, no. Where did you see this? What are you reading?
Some one of those like soccer websites that said we were going back to Jurgen Dobbs. Mm. That's not happening. He's like 32.
I would assume that's not true. I'm a little worried about your browser history now, Mike.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I'd love saying the name. All right, never mind. But hey, it is our man Jason Longshore talking about the five stripes. So it'll be a few more of these like preseason. How quickly does Miggy, because, and when Latte Lath gets in here, we know, as you talked about, paperwork, yada, yada. But it's not like when we bring guys up from South America, right? Everybody can, in other words, with the entire team be ready to roll on February 22nd against Montreal at the Benz.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I think it's two different things when we were talking Miggy and we're talking Latte Lath, because Miguel Almiron got a green card when he was here before. Right. So it'll be easy to integrate him into the group just down to where his fitness is. And, you know, he's been playing and training for Newcastle, so it's not going to be in a bad place. I wouldn't expect him, obviously, to play on Saturday in Birmingham. Probably will join the team in Bradenton and get maybe some action in those friendlies down there. And then you've got the closed-door friendly the week before the season starts that you'll be able to listen to here on 92.9 The Game, cheap plug, against Dallas. And I would expect that he would play in that.
Cool.
Great stuff. Jason, man, thanks for stopping by, keeping us updated. We talked to you last week, and it was like, all right, is it official? And it was like, no, but now it is. So everybody's excited about it, guys. All right, Jason, we'll talk to you soon, man, and we're looking forward to the start of the season with Atlanta United. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, guys.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.